Over the past 25 years, the exclusive and often elite atmosphere of private schools in New England has been shaken by lawsuits and allegations of sexual abuse. The Boston Globe Spotlight Team, the investigative unit that inspired the Oscar-winning movie of the same name for its coverage of the Catholic clergy sex abuse, looked into the scandals in the private schools and on Sunday published its story on page one. Jonathan Saltzman, one of the reporters who dug into the story, says many of those who were abused came forward because of Penn State, the Catholic Church scandal, and other high-profile cases.
There's no question. We spoke to different people who said that they felt emboldened as a result of the Penn State scandal, others, people coming forward at other schools, even the Spotlight movie. A lot of people said that that made a difference to them.
In the Catholic Church scandal, there was not only the abuse, but there was also a wide-ranging cover-up after the abuse. Did the same thing happen with the private schools, not only the abuse, but how much of a cover-up was there after these incidents?
I think it's a case-by-case basis. There's obviously a difference with between the church and the private schools, because there's a kind of one controlling authority with the church, whereas the private schools, they're self-contained entities. But I do think that there's some pretty persuasive evidence that the schools would quietly show teachers the door if they abused somebody, or in some cases they didn't even do that. They told students that they were misinterpreted things, or that it denied that anything had happened. So there are some similarities, but it's not an exact parallel.
Many of the victims, did they come from privileged backgrounds to attend these private institutions? And because of that privileged background, that family history, did they feel a need to stay quiet to protect that family name and that family legacy?
Well, I spoke to several victims, and some of them came from comfortable backgrounds. Others did not necessarily. And I think that a lot of these kids had been told that they were lucky to get into these elite institutions, and so they, probably on some levels knew that they would be making certain connections, and that these institutions could pave the way for futures of accomplishment. But I think a lot of these kids simply were told, to keep it quiet and not to, and that it was their secret. And frankly, I interviewed one gentleman who went to a school, and he said that he, in his impressionable mind, liked the relationship he had with the teacher. He knew it was wrong, but he felt that on some level that this was love. And so he, a lot of these, I think we saw several cases where took these people, these kids, decades to realize that they had actually been, abused.
Certainly some of those who have been accused have probably been deceased for some time, but others are still alive. Did you speak to some of the people who were accused, and what is their reaction many years later?
Well, I spoke to, one guy who is alleged to have abused a boy at the Fessenden School, and this boy was about 12 years old at the time. And this a fellow by the name of Arthur Claridge, he was arrested roughly 7 years after the abuse in connection with paying for sex acts with boys who were young in a neighboring community in Revere. He testified at a trial at the time. He says the charges were ultimately dismissed, a very old case dating back to 1977. What's interesting is he denied touching the boy at the Fessenden School, that this person who spoke with us, but he acknowledged having sex or performing sex acts with other children, and he said that that he did not believe that should have been illegal, that he thought these kids were, he thought the whole business of them not being of age was baloney.
The victims you have spoken to, obviously they've all lived different lives since this time. But what kind of lives have they lived? Some of them, has there been a history of trouble with the law or alcohol or divorce? Hard to generalize, I know, but is there a general history of these people?
Yeah, all of the above. Virtually every single, talking to a half dozen of these abuse victims, alleged abuse victims, every single one of them just about had drug problems. Several of them had problems with the law. They had had very, very turbulent lives. And it seems as though something, when this happens at such a formative stage in their childhood, it causes just unbelievable problems that seem almost to determine the course of their lives.
Jonathan Saltzman is a reporter for the Boston Globe Spotlight Unit.